All right, Joyce is going to address some questions that may challenge you daily. How to know you're hearing from God, learning to love and bless your enemies. Ouch, huge challenges for many people, but practical solutions exist. And today we're sharing them with you. First, Joyce answers the question, how can I know I'm hearing from God?
People have a great tendency to doubt that they can hear from God. I don't know. I thought I heard from God once, and boy, I made a big fool out of myself. So I don't know if that's going to work for me. You know, hearing from God is not like hearing from a person. When we say hearing from God, we're not talking about hearing voices. A lot of hearing from God is just a knowing that you have inside about what you should do or you shouldn't do. You feel right about it or wrong about it. It's called a still, small voice, the whispers of God. And we all have those. We all have them. Many people just don't have enough confidence to know how to listen to them. People ask me a lot about the call on my life and how did you know that God was calling you? Well, you know, I still don't know that I knew 100% for sure, but I was just gutsy enough to step out and try it. And I don't know that we ever know 100% for sure that we're hearing from God until we take that step of faith and find out. I always say step out and find out. You do the very best you can do to believe that what you're doing is the will of God, and then you don't do some real stupid thing that's going to cause you all kinds of problems if you happen to be wrong, but you take a tiny step of faith and you see if God's in it. I started a Bible study, and people came. And after 5 years, they were still coming. They came when it rained. They came when it snowed. They came. And do you know when I first started teaching my home Bible study, I would sit in short shorts and blow smoke in everybody's face. Can you get a picture of that? I mean, smoking one cigarette after another, the room would get so full of smoke we couldn't even see each other. But you know what? And I know some of you religious brains couldn't get this. God had anointed me. And he didn't anoint me because I smoked. He didn't anoint me because I wasn't dressed properly. He anointed me because he knew I loved him and he knew I was ignorant. And he gave me grace in my ignorance, and he knew that I would let him work with me and change me as time went by. Come on. And after a while, Dave told me, he said, I think you might need to wear something else while you're teaching this. I didn't know any better. And I'd been smoking since I was 9 years old. And so, you know, and I didn't want to quit. The church I was in at the time, a lot of people smoked, so that wasn't all that rare. But that's how I started. I took a step of faith and I started a home Bible study. And in spite of me, it worked. Not because of me, but in spite of me, it worked. Because I'll tell you, God can anoint a donkey if he wants to. He used a donkey to speak to a prophet, and he can use you, and he can use me. But it's not going to be because we're perfect, it's because he's perfect. Come on, somebody give God a shout. Our God is an awesome God. I want you to start saying about 25 times a day, I hear from God. I'm led by the Holy Spirit and I hear from God. Do you know that I say that every day? And I believe I've been hearing from God for a lot of years, but I don't think I hear perfectly. And I don't want the devil stealing my faith in that area because I have to hear from God. I have to be led by the Spirit. I have to hear that still small voice. I have to hear the whispers of God. And God wants every one of us to have that kind of relationship with him. This is not just for a select few people who have some kind of a red phone line to heaven. The Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you, and he will lead you by promptings, by leadings, by guidings, by the Word of God. God will lead you. But I don't think you ever know for sure until you... Then I started a second home Bible study at a friend's house. People came to that one too. Then I went to work at a church in St. Louis. It was a real small church, about 30 people. They asked me if I wanted to start a weekly women's Bible study, and first week, 115 people came. Over another 5 years, that grew to be over 400 ladies every week coming to my Bible study. So then God said, I'm finished with you here now. I want you to step out and go to the north, south, east, and west. Well, nobody knows me. I mean, that was just like. But over a year's period of time, God, through a lot of things I have time to go into, he let me know I had to either do it or just be miserable the rest of my life. So I finally quit my job, my secure job. I left, go north, south, east, and west. Now, I live in St. Louis, Missouri, so I went to North St. Louis, East St. Louis, West St. Louis. I did. Once a month, I had a meeting in North St. Louis, once a month in South, once a week in West. Childlike faith. You said go north, south, east, and west. I did it. And then pretty soon, I got well enough known that I could go to Chicago and Kansas City and little places here and little places there. I've been at this now 35 years, folks. You don't get your dreams overnight. I've taken millions of little time, and sometimes I go, whoop. That didn't work. First time I went on television, it wasn't God's time. I decided. And I thought I'd have a talk show. So I took three or four of my employees, and we rented a studio, and I was going to have a talk show. But I would answer questions, and I would ask questions, and I'd answer them. I never let them talk. Now, in 6 months, I got one piece of mail. Honey, let me tell you, if God's not in it, then God's not in it. But if God's in it, God's in it. And when God anoints something, no devil in hell and no person on earth is going to hold you back. You can hear from God and be led by the Spirit, but you can't be afraid to make a mistake. You see, if you make a mistake, that's not the end of the world. You say, well, I made a mistake. God didn't stop loving me. I made a mistake. I think the only way you ever really learn how to be led by the Spirit is to step out and find it. Whoop, well, that wasn't right. Won't do that again. Well, okay, that's working. Okay, all right, yeah. This is good, this is cool. Just about the time you get comfortable and you think everything is good, God says. And you think, not again. I don't want to go through that again. And then you got the heart pounding, the nervous. You're scared. You don't know. Oh, what if it's not God? What if it's not God? What if it's not God? And then finally you're like, okay, all right. Ah, praise the Lord. And that's how I got from where I was in my bedroom when I was 36 years old to where I'm at today. One step at a time. Made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I tell you, if you love God, I don't care how many mistakes you make or how far you miss it, He'll always find you and bring you back on path. Come on, give God a praise this morning.